Beloved, by Toni Morrison, read by Jamal Westman. After situating herself on a huge flat-sided rock, Baby Suggs bowed her head and prayed silently. The company watched her from the trees. They knew she was ready when she put her stick down. Then she shouted,
"Let the chillin' come!"
And they ran from the trees toward her.
"Let your mothers hear your laugh!"
she told them, and the woods rang. The adults looked on and could not help smiling. Then,
"Let the grown men come!"
she shouted. They stepped out one by one from among the ringing trees.
"Let your wives and your children see you dance,"
she told them, and ground life shuddered under their feet. Finally, she called the women to her.
"Cry,"
she told them,
"for the living and the dead, just cry."
And without covering their eyes, the women let loose. It started that way. Laughing children, dancing men, crying women, and then it got mixed up. Women stopped crying and danced. Men sat down and cried. Children danced. Women laughed. Children cried until, exhausted and riven, all and each lay about the clearing, damp and gasping for breath. In the silence that followed, Baby Suggs, holy, offered up to them her great big heart. She did not tell them to clean up their lives or to go and sin no more. She did not tell them they were the blessed of the earth, its inheriting meek or its glory bound pure. She told them that the only grace they could have was the grace they could imagine. That if they could not see it, they would not have it.